Well, hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about something a little different, but so important. Vacation. Yep, that thing you feel guilty for taking, especially if you're a writer. I used to think that if I wasn't constantly writing, I wasn't a real writer. Sound familiar? But here's what I've learned. Taking time off, actual guilt-free vacation time, isn't slacking. It's part of the creative process. So if you're feeling stuck, crispy, or like your characters are giving you the silent treatment, maybe it's time for a break. Let's talk about it. Well, I'm back, friends. I'm back from my vacation. Last time we talked about why fantasy matters. I actually recorded a little excerpt from book 3 to share with you, but then while I was on vacation, I realized that the topic of vacation is kind of important. I mean, vacations aren't a luxury. They're really a creative necessity. Now, I'm no different from anybody else. I've heard all the talk about the hustle culture. That's hard to say. Hustle culture. The hustle culture in writing. That pressure to always be writing. Some people are writing 2 and 3 books at a time. Because it used to be that you could write really fast, write really hard, and produce books. And turn them out, some people, even monthly. It was called rapid release, and it was very popular. But really and truly, you guys, rapid release doesn't work anymore. People, not only did writers get burned out, but readers got burned out. They decided, well, you know what? I can't read that fast, so I'm just not going to worry about that next book. And this actually happened to me with my Mount Moriah series. I wrote them very quickly. I turned them out. I had 4 books out and was working on the 5th when I realized, you know, I just don't care. I don't care to do this anymore. I don't think I want to do this. I need a break. I'm burned out. And this very well may be you today. And let me tell you, no one writes their best work while holding a half-melted iced coffee at 2 a.m., wondering if their main character even likes them. But that's where we get. That's what happens sometimes. And I just wanted to discuss it. Some of the things to think about, well, when we don't write, are how ideas breathe and inspiration returns. Now, if you take a vacation and you go somewhere scenic, it would be nothing new for you to sit and stare off into nature with this kind of dreamy glance or glare. I know I did that. I didn't go any place scenic, but I know I did that because I remember my husband looking at me strangely like, are you all there? Well, I was all there, but my brain was on vacation. I had ideas coming to me. I was inspired for some stuff. And above all, I rested. You know, rest is very, very important, not just for writers, for everybody. We need rest. That gives space for our subconscious to work. It's critical for humans. You know, I've heard it said many times, and I think I have even said it, that for some strange reason, some of my best ideas have happened when I was driving to work. My brain would go into overdrive. My car would just go where it was supposed to go automatically, and my brain would just be in creative mode. The same thing happens sometimes when I'm on a walk or taking a shower, but especially when I'm on vacation, where it's just you're in create mode and you can just feel free to do that. A few ways that vacations can help your story is, well, you get a mental reset, and mental resets are really conducive for better plotting. You get some real world experiences to fuel your world building, and time away can reveal problems you missed before. Not sitting staring at your manuscript for long periods of time, you come back to it with fresh eyes and you see the things that are not right and you figure out the plot holes. Now, the other side of this is writer's guilt. And everybody's had that at one time or another where they're burned out, they really just can't write, or they just know they shouldn't because their brain is not in the right place. Writer's guilt is real, and sometimes we just need to acknowledge it. Just say, yes, I feel lazy and I feel guilty when I'm not producing, but, and fill in the blank. What we should know is that rest is a part of the process, not a break from it. We have to have rest as well as creative time. We just have to. And I don't guess I have to remind you that if you're burned out, burning out steals more time than rest ever will. If you would just give your body and your brain the chance to rest and regroup and begin creating again, writing will resume a whole lot faster. Okay, so that's it from me today. I just want to ask you guys, where do you go when you need to refill your creative cup? What's your favorite place to go to give your brain a break and to see the creativity return? Also, listeners, please take time for yourselves. It's very important. Sometimes just sitting down with a good book and reading is enough. Oftentimes, if you're a writer, it's not, and you just need to take a few days. And it's okay if you need someone to give you permission. This is me giving you permission. So anyway, my break was wonderful. I enjoyed it. I'm back. And I will share that excerpt with you next time. Until then, Writer Groupie, signing out.